A team of scientists from Italy and Australia has found the use of the spice saffron can help treat one of the most common causes of vision loss in old age. The scientists have told a conference in Sydney that saffron could improve the function of the retina in patients suffering from age-related macular degeneration. They're now hoping to hold a trial in Australia later this year, as Lindy Kerin reports.
It's a spice used in cooking around the world, and it gives a rich yellow colour to dishes. But researchers say saffron has medical benefits too and can help treat blindness in the elderly. Sylvia Bisti is a professor of physiology at the University of L'Aquila and has been researching the potential benefits of saffron for more than a decade.
The idea came mainly from literature, just to say, and because I am in L'Aquila. And in L'Aquila you can have a particular type of saffron. It's a long, long traditional agriculture there. So it is possible to get saffron very well controlled. So I was sure that, you know, if I started an experiment with saffron, I would have the possibility to get good saffron for the rest.
Professor Bisti is in Sydney to detail her research findings. In the first part of her trial, rats were given a saffron supplement for 6 weeks to see whether it had any effect on the function of the retina under environmental stress.
And then we exposed the animal to high-intensity light, and normally the retinas, particularly photoreceptors, which are the neurons we transform visual stimuli into something that is readable for the nervous system, I mean just images into nervous signal, these neurons, they are killed by intensive light in this animal model. And pre-feeding the animal with saffron, this process was reduced, strongly reduced.
From there, researchers tested their theory on a group of 23 people in Italy, all in their 70s and suffering from macular degeneration. Professor Benedetto Falsini from the Catholic University in Rome is an ophthalmologist and one of the leaders of the research. He says patients were given 20 milligrams of saffron each day and the results were encouraging.
Statistically, there was an improvement of the electrical response of photoreceptors after saffron supplementation and an improvement in visual acuity that was not seen after placebo. So the placebo control supported the effect of saffron.
And what sort of improvement are you talking about?
We should consider that was only 3 months of supplementation, and after 3 months of supplementation there was an objective improvement of one line visual acuity and about the doubling of the amplitude of the sides of photoreceptor response, and there was also a subjective improvement of quality of life because the patients could see more clear. There was an improvement in reading also. Reading ability was improved.
Professor Jonathan Stone from the Vision Centre and Sydney University has also been involved in the research. He's described the findings as exciting. Professor Stone says an Australian trial is expected to begin later this year. He says if successful, it could mean a significant improvement in the non-invasive treatment of macular degeneration.
For a long time, there were no treatments for macular degeneration. It has two forms, a wet and a dry, and the wet is called wet because of the involvement of blood vessels. But for that one, there has been a treatment recently, but it involves injecting drugs into the eye, and there's a limit to the number of times you can do that, and there's all sorts of good work but hard work being done trying to optimize that. This is, as far as I know, the first pill-based recovery data, and I think it's very exciting.
Professor Jonathan Stone from Sydney University, ending Lindy Kerin's report.